Chairman Warner, Vice Chairman Rubio, and distinguished members of the committee, I am honored to testify today for my nomination as Director of the National Security Agency and Chief Central Security Service. I want to thank President Biden, Secretary Austin, Director Haynes, and General Milley for their trust in nominating me for these critical positions. I'd also like to thank my bride, Sherry, who has served with me for the last 31 years. I would also like to thank our children, Michael and Chandler, who sacrificed as military children and are now thriving as adults. Michael is a captain and company commander in the North Carolina National Guard, and Chandler is a commercial cybersecurity analyst. Sherry and I are incredibly grateful for their sacrifices to enable our service as a family. I also would like to thank General Nakasone and Susan Nakasone for their service to the National Security Agency. General Nakasone has 36 years of dedicated service, culminating as DERNZA for the last 5 years. His commitment to both the mission and the people during a time of unparalleled global change has continued the legacy captured in the agency's watchwords: defend the nation, secure the future. I truly believe the nation is defended and the future is secure due to his leadership. A special thanks to Susan Nakasone for her commitment to her family and for her willingness to focus on and address tough issues facing Army and agency spouses and families. I'm a career intelligence officer who has served 31 years in the United States Air Force, within the Joint Force and also the intelligence community. My service in command and staff positions at all levels, to include multiple assignments within NSA and the Cryptologic Enterprise, have given me a deep appreciation of NSA's critical importance to the nation. I am honored to have been nominated to lead NSA and serve with its incredibly talented professionals. NSA's excellence in signals intelligence and cybersecurity create unparalleled advantage for the nation. If confirmed, my focus will be to strengthen that advantage. As our nation's competitors seek to reshape the international order and challenge our military advantages, we must leverage our competitive strengths: people, innovation, and partnerships. I believe every great success starts with the people. NSA has great people and an incredible mission. To sustain that success, NSA must continue to attract diverse talent from across the nation while also providing the environment where they can thrive and develop. If confirmed, I will ensure that whether an individual stays for a few years or dedicates their entire professional career to NSA, people will continue to be our foundation and legacy. Technology continues to advance at an incredible rate. I have always been impressed with how NSA successfully innovates to remain on the cutting edge of technological advances. Its culture of innovation, its highly skilled workforce, and its record of success in applying artificial intelligence and advanced computing posture it well to adapt and apply the latest technologies to further advance its mission. Throughout NSA's history, it has learned the great value of partnerships, a lesson significantly reinforced by recent experiences in response to Russia's unlawful invasion of Ukraine and initiatives to meet the near and long-term challenges of the PRC. NSA's ability to work in collaboration across the interagency, the private sector, and with foreign partners is one of the agency's greatest strengths and critically important to our nation's success in a world of accelerating change. If confirmed, I will focus on ensuring the health and effectiveness in NSA and its world-class employees in delivering outcomes against national priorities by delivering foreign intelligence, ensuring cybersecurity, protecting national security systems, and providing combat support to the Department of Defense. I will focus on strengthening the workforce, ensuring a culture of compliance, investing to leverage new technologies, and prioritize threats facing the nation, especially the pacing challenge posed by the People's Republic of China. In closing, I am humbled and honored to be considered for these positions. The nation faces challenges at unprecedented scale. If confirmed, I look forward to teaming with this committee to posture ourselves to quickly seize opportunities to meet and outmaneuver these challenges. Chairman Warner, Vice Chairman Rubio, and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to be here this afternoon. I look forward to answering your questions.